Hallo en welkom. Dit is Thriving Practice TV, or in Dutch, Bloeiende Praktijk TV. Episode 1 with coach Bethany Webster of Healing the Mother Wound. Hello and welcome everybody. I'm your host, Sandra Derksen. I'm a business coach for transformational professionals as therapists, counselors and healers who want to help more people earn more money and live the life they love. And I'm also a therapist myself, having a thriving online practice. Join me regularly for powerful messages and interviews that will inspire you and get you empowered to create your own thriving practice. So let's start. For everyone who is a native English speaker, although English isn't my native language, that would be Dutch, I'm doing my best and I trust you will forgive the mistakes that I'm making, and knowing that the meaning of what I said is much more important. And in this special first episode, you're going to meet someone very, very special. Not only to me, but to many women all over the world. She is a rising star that shines her light into the soul of so many women. And I'm extremely honored that she chose to work with me from March 2040 last year to September 2050 this year, where she started her business with zero income, combining it with a full-time job at university. And within about 3 months, she was able to quit her job. And within 8 or 9 months, she hit the six-figure mark with her best-seller program, Healing the Mother Wound, Moving Beyond What Your Mother Never Gave You. And she is continuing to grow her business. She also recently written her book, Healing the Mother Wound, Move Beyond What Your Mother Never Gave You, and Become the Woman You're Meant to Be. And this book will be published soon. And of course, I'm talking about Bethany. Bethany Webster, I'm so excited to have you here in this interview. And I think you're amazing. And as you know, you have been one of my most favorite clients.
It's great to be here, Sandra. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, it's really, really super. So if you haven't heard from Bethany, let me get back to my notes. If you haven't heard from her, you better get ready, because she's really a true expert in healing the mother wound in women. She has a thriving online community with women participating in her online program. She is a wonderful coach. She's a gifted speaker and author. She's a workshop leader, and she's all about helping women to heal the mother wounds so that it can transcend you to a whole new level of love and power. And in this way, the mother wound is an opportunity and an initiation into the felt experience of oneness and unity with all life. So get ready for an interview, an incredible interview with the awesome Bethany Webster. Hi, Bethany, where are you today?
Hello, Sandra. Hello, everyone. I'm actually in I'm in Budapest, Hungary right now.
Yes, you're in Europe.
Yeah, I'm in Europe right now doing some workshops. I just did 3 workshops over the weekend and a free talk on Friday night.
Yes, and are you also only staying in Budapest, or are you traveling to some other places this time?
I'm going to Berlin, and I'll be doing a workshop in Berlin before I return back to the United States.
Wow, yeah, and this is the second time this year you are in Europe, isn't it, the second time?
Yeah, I usually take about 2 trips a year. I think this is the 3rd year that I'll be doing like 2 trips a year to Europe to do workshops.
Yes, so it's just really a few months ago in the summer that you were also in Budapest.
Yeah, and in the spring I was in Budapest and Slovenia.
In Slovenia, yes. And we met in Italy.
And then I had a little vacation in Italy with Sandra and I. We met up and had a good time in Florence, drinking lots of cappuccinos.
Yes, and eating that delicious ice.
Gelato.
Yes. So Bethany, well, things are going really, really wonderful for you at this moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell a little bit about it, how it is for you to be where you are right this at this moment?
Yeah, I have to tell you, it's really been a dream come true for me to be doing like what I'm doing. I'm so grateful, and sometimes I have to pinch myself that I'm, you know, bringing my work forward like this. It was just over a year ago that I left my job at the university and have been doing this full time just a year. But even while I was working at the university, I was starting my business. I had a blog and I had a newsletter. So yeah. I was really building community for quite a while, a solid year, I'd say, before I left my job.
Yeah.
So once I got started, it really kind of took off. I think that was really what helped me launch right away into where I'm at now very quickly.
Well, that definitely gives you a huge advantage that you already had that huge community, because we met each other in another online program.
Mm-hmm.
And I really was amazed about how much subscribers you and likes you got for the message you were already sending out there.
Yeah, I think working with you, I think I doubled my list.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And the fun part was people were asking you for your service and for your program. So they were waiting for you to come out and present your beautiful Healing the Mother Wound to the world.
Yeah. It was like there was a lot of pent-up demand that I was sharing my message, sharing valuable content on a regular basis. And so by the time the program was launched, people were really ready to step into it.
Yeah. One of the most amazing things which I find so inspiring about you is you don't have any, as far as I know, and forgive me if I forgot something, but you don't have any therapeutic training or education. Am I right? Am I remembering right?
Yeah, I have a master's in psychology, but it's not in therapy. I'm not the way that we define it in America.
Yeah.
So the majority of my work comes from my own experience of healing, my own healing process with the mother wound.
Yeah.
And developing a process for other women to go through. My expertise was really in the research area. And I did a lot of studying, on race, class, and gender, and had always been very into feminism and Jungian psychology and a lot of different areas, Advaita. So I kind of combined all the work that I had done on myself and all the research I had done on my own and created this program. And I have training in speaking and in working with conducting circles of women. So I have that kind of training as well. So it's really an amalgamation of all the work that I've done and all my training and put it together in this process.
Of course you have a lot of experience and a lot of education, but one of the mindsets of a lot of professionals is when you want to be successful, you need to have some kind of regular training or at least a 3 or 4 year therapeutic training.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. So
yeah.
That's what I'm referring to. But of course you have a lot of experience. So you told me some things about it also.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, what you're speaking to. Yeah. I don't have a PhD in clinical psychology or anything. I just did a brief a coaching training. And I really had everything I needed. There was something in me that said, I've got it all. I just have to share this message. And it felt really urgent for me that I had been doing so much work for so long. And I had done a lot of writing. And I was just really feeling this urgency to share my message and to get it out there. And so I do. I encourage people all the time that if there's a message you want to bring, if there's something you've been through that you want to share with others, start now.
Yeah.
Start now. Don't put it off.
Yeah. Can you tell something about what happened, as far as you can ever explain that, of course, because there's also a spiritual dimension in it, but what happened that that urge arises?
What happened when the urge arose?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had been doing my blog and I didn't make it public for a long time. And I thought, I'm not ready. And then I had a blog, but I hadn't made it public yet. And I was thinking about it. And then someone found a poem that I had shared and it had gone.
Oh, Okay, something is happening with the broadcast.
I'm back. I'm
Yes,
here.
I was just telling the public that something happened with the internet.
Oh, good. I'm back. Yeah, sorry about
Oh,
that.
no problem. You were just telling that you. So, if I'm listening correctly, you were writing a blog just for yourself.
Yes, I started the blog just for myself,
Okay.
and then I shared, there was one poem that I had shared, and a friend of mine said to me on Facebook, "Your poem is going viral on Facebook, and you need, and is this you?" Like, it said Bethany Webster. She's like, "Is it you?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, yeah." And I just thought, you know what? I just have to do it. I just have to share it. And it was like, I've got to make the blog public now.
Yeah.
And I was scared. I was totally scared, but I still went forward and did it. And I'm so glad I did because I might have waited forever. You know, there's no time when you're ready. It's just like starting a business or having a child or doing any major big thing. It's like you're never going to feel completely ready. And that's one of the biggest lessons I've learned on this journey of entrepreneurship is, you know, jumping in before your mind will tell you you're ready, because your mind is never going to tell you you're ready. So it's
Yeah.
better to just take the plunge and course correct as you go.
So you jumped. What was there? What was it that you trusted so that you could take the jump? Because you said something yourself. I'm not going to listen to my mind. I'm going to jump. What other thing was there that you encouraged to take the jump?
Well, you know what? A big thing that really helped me take the jump was this quote. I'm not sure where it comes from, but it's something like, "Your love has to be bigger than your fear."
Ah, yeah.
And I believed so much in what I was feeling and what the message that I wanted to share. It meant so much to me that I wanted to share it with other women that I just that was just bigger that for me than the fear. It was just like, "Okay, I'm just going to go for this. I need to share it. I need to get this out there." And you know, I still feel that today, you know, with all the things that I write, they all feel very vulnerable to me because they all come from a very real place.
Yeah.
And it's all part of my own authentic experience. Like, I don't write about anything that I haven't already experienced myself. And it's so interesting because the things that scare me the most when I write them actually have the biggest impact. So
Yes.
I've learned to really trust that even when I feel fearful, that often that is the very, it's a place of realness that's really going to help others. So I'm trusting my vulnerability, you know, every time I go to a new place of growth in myself. It feels scary to share because it's so new, but it's so real and it's so original and full of vitality. And I think that energy is what really touches people. So I would encourage people that, you know, if you have a message you want to share, to really get in touch with that. In touch with that message, because that's really gonna touch others and it's gonna guide you on your path of sharing with others.
Yeah, that's beautiful said and really inspiring. And it's true, I recognize it myself. And the
Yeah.
passion that something that needed to get expression is much stronger than any thought or fear that you can have about it. Any reason why you shouldn't do that. And so
Yeah.
many women are benefiting from that. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, you know, just seeing what's happened to me too, like the it's really, I encourage women all the time that everybody has something powerful to share and to really go for it. I really encourage people to go for it. If there's anything that you've gone through that you think is going to help other people, start writing about it, start talking about it, start sharing, and you'll be surprised at how powerful your journey can help people come together and can inspire others.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if it's just 10 people or 100 or 1,000, even if you're just inspiring one people with that's one person with that's already very strong, of course.
Yeah,
Can you tell
definitely.
me something about tell me something about, of course I know a little bit more about it, but tell me something about what the healing the mother wound is about. What is that message that you want to bring to the world?
Yeah, so the mother wound is, I actually see it on like three different levels. The mother wound on the personal level is any kind of unfinished business you have with your mom, any kind of painful dynamics or beliefs or patterns that originated in that relationship with your mom. That's the personal level of the mother wound. Any unconscious beliefs that originated from that relationship, any painful dynamics, that kind of stuff. And then there's also the cultural or collective level of the mother wound. And that has to do with how the mother wound is a product of the patriarchy, which is this culture that we live in that's told us for centuries that women are less than.
Yeah.
And that cultural backdrop of patriarchy really distorts the relationship between mothers and daughters, and can cause pain there. So it also has to do with how women through the generations have had to cope with the mother wound and how they've passed it down through the generations. So that's the cultural level. And then the spiritual level is actually a deeper level. There's a deeper wound in the mother wound, which is a wound with life itself. Because in those first hours and moments and months of our lives, our mother is world, mother is self, mother is food, mother is life. So whatever wound we have with our moms transfers to life and how fully we feel we belong on the planet, in our bodies. So the exciting thing is that when we heal the mother wound, we actually heal on all three levels. We heal not only ourselves, we help to heal the culture, and we also reconnect with life in a very powerful, spiritual, existential way. Mm-hmm. And that's why each woman is so, her healing helps all of us. It's really powerful. And I think there's an evolutionary purpose to the mother wound, an evolutionary gift, which can help all of us reconnect with life in a much deeper way and open up our hearts to this whole new level of compassion for ourselves, for others, and for all life.
Yeah, it's so beautiful to watch you talk about it and to hear you. It's like you are inspired and bringing your message to the world. And I can totally relate to why so many people are, especially women, are attracted to that message that you are sharing with the world. And we had this conversation about healing the mother wound a few months before, and I noticed, because then you spoke about two levels, and now you have added, if I'm listening correctly, the third one, the spiritual one. And well, of course, we have a lot of spiritual conversations. I really love that part, of course. That's a psychological part, yeah, with the mother issue. Of course, the cultural part, the collective part.
Yeah.
And then the true essence. The spiritual part, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I always had the spiritual part was always really exciting to me, and I never really included it as a level, but it feels like it needs to be talked about at the same time as those other levels so that people can understand that the real profundity, you know, the real scope of what this is all about, which is really quite big.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it makes your message even more powerful. And it's beautiful to see how it's also evolving and how you are evolving and how your message is evolving. Did the healing the mother wounds, your vision, did it help you in your own, claiming your own worth and being an entrepreneur?
Absolutely. My work is evolving, and I find myself feeling called to work with... to really work especially with female entrepreneurs, female leaders, coaches, any women that want to bring their work out into the world. Because I see in my own journey how healing the mother wound has helped me to have such strength and such a sense of worth and such a sense of service around what I do. You know, saying no to things that need to be let go of, using my voice in a way that I can share things with others in a powerful way. Being reconnected with life in a powerful way. I see that this is all due to the work of healing the mother wound and the spiritual awakening that happened for me through that process. And I see how much it's benefited me in stepping forward in the world. And I really want to help other women do that as well. And you know, while I was going through this process, I also, you know, I left my job. I actually went through a divorce, and I had all these major life changes that were happening while I was launching my business. And it's kind of amazing for me to actually look back now and see, holy crap, you know, I was doing a lot of change all at once. But by going through this process myself, it really gave me that strength to really move forward and believe in myself and believe in the work of what I'm doing, and have confidence in it.
Yeah.
So I really want to help women see how this process can catapult them forward into really an unshakable sense of worth and a sense of confidence that you have when you go through this process of healing the mother wound. Yeah.
Yes, I can remember when we, because you went to a very, well, you went to a difficult time. Divorce is always difficult, even if you go in a friendly way.
It is.
But there's also a lot of emotions, of course, around that. And it's quite amazing that you didn't let that situation, how do you say that, stop you from putting that message in the world. So, because I can remember from conversations that you told me, and I translate this in my own words, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you saw the invitation in there, and like you were saying, to claim your own worth and to not let yourself down, and to take the invitation to take that next step to the next level of the potential that's in you. Is this correct that I'm saying it this way?
Yeah, it's all part of the blossoming period. I think, you know, as women, as we step into our full power, some things are going to fall away, you know, some things are going to stay with us and some things will be let go. And so for me, it's all part of the same transformation of stepping into owning my work and owning my message, and some things get let go. And, you know, I'm really lucky because it's a very amicable situation. And it just feels all part of this natural blossoming that sometimes involves, you know, letting things go and new things come in. And it's just really powerful. And I feel equipped to help other women even more so to really do the necessary work and go through the uncomfortable parts. You know, there's a lot of discomfort. I know launching my business, there was this time, I think it was around the time that I was launching the online course. Fear, a lot of fear came up, like nervous system level fear, you know, like that fear of like my reptilian brain is like, am I safe? Is this going to work? Am I okay? And I had to really get through that. And it was so empowering to go through that, you know, and feel like I did that. I got through that fear. And it's so empowering. I really believe that like entrepreneurship and, you know, bringing your message out and being a business owner, it really is such a powerful personal growth journey that you have to face all of your stuff. There's no way to hide from it. And I think that's part of one of the most exhilarating parts of the journey is there's always more stuff, but your relationship with your stuff changes where you begin to see like, okay, this is my next level. There's always a breakthrough on the other side. And and you've helped me with that too. It's been great working with you, especially in that bridge period where I was going from being employed at a university, being married and all that, and then coming into being a business owner and being a worldwide speaker and all of that. There's so many fears that come up, and I feel like I've really crossed into a whole new chapter of my life. So it's really powerful.
Would you say that confronting that fear was maybe the most hardest part of it all?
Yeah, I think that was, it was a fear of, I'm trying to think of the right word. It was like vulnerability. Yeah. Like showing up and kind of like this fear of being naked in a new way where like I was, you know, fully out there in a way that I had never been before. And it triggered old fears, which of course is, you know, part of the process. And so the confidence that comes from having gone through that fear and not like letting it control me, I definitely had moments where I was like, oh my gosh, I had some website technical issues with like one of the vendors I was working with, and the website was like temporarily screwed up for a day, and it was like totally triggered all this fear for me. But it all got worked out, and it was like, I had so many moments of like, oh my gosh, is this gonna work? And it did, it all worked out, but staying present, you know, staying present with your fears and staying through to the other side. And it's all temporary, you know, fear, it's all temporary. It's just not abandoning yourself in that moment and saying, I can't do it. And that sometimes seems like the hardest thing, but so empowering.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest invitation, to stay true to yourself, to that bigger vision that you're having. And to not let fear overrule everything. I think that's
stick to your message and knowing that your message, if it's meant to get out there, it's going to get out there, and let your commitment to that be what carries you forward. your commitment to your message and to getting it out there, your sense of service. I always fall back on that. If I have any fears come up, it's like, just the passion about sharing the message is what really helps me get through any kind of short-term issues. Yeah.
And although at this moment, you're already in just 1 year or a little bit more, you have a really, really thriving online practice. And you work mm-hmm. with women all over the world. Can you name some countries of women that you have coached, are coaching, just to get an idea for everyone who's listening or watching?
Sure, yeah. So I have clients in, I have a client from Bangkok, a couple from France, one from Portugal. I have a couple in the United States.
You had someone in Holland, I can remember.
Yes, I had one from Holland. Numerous countries. And it's so cool to connect with all of them and see the archetypal healing that's happening for all of them. This is so powerful to reach women in different countries on the same issue and see their transformation happen with this process that I created. Yeah. It's really amazing. It's so rewarding.
That's an interesting question that arises because you have contact with women in all those different countries, Asia, Europe, America. So there are, of course, cultural differences. Mm-hmm. But do you also see there is some essential core in there that's related to women collectively all over the world?
Yeah, I do. I do. I see it. There's so many themes. There's more commonalities than there are differences.
Yes.
In terms of the manifestations of the mother wound. And I think that's because, you know, patriarchy is kind of worldwide. And in our Western world, this view that women are less than is common. And in some places where there's been more recent war, in the memory of war is more recent, that can make it even more severe. So there's some interesting differences culturally, but generally speaking, it's all very common and they all respond very, very well to my process. So it's so interesting and it's hard to see too. Sometimes it's really hard to see the level of wounding that women have. And then, but it's also so powerful to see them respond and transform. And I think there's something about this time in history where women, we're really feeling called to do this work. You know, we're seeing patriarchal institutions fall away and crumble and dismantle in finance and government. And I think because the mother wound is a product of patriarchy as well, that this is a structure that's been in us that's ready to go, that's ready to be healed, that's ready to be transformed.
Yeah, beautiful that you can do that. And you've also written a book. So
yes, I've written a book.
Yeah, when is it going to be published?
The book is, it's written and it's being, there's interest in the book, but I haven't decided on a publisher yet because I'm trying to have it have the best distribution. So I'm being really picky about, you know, who publishes the book. And so I'm taking my time with that process. But it's going to be a real in-depth exploration of my 7-step process of how to heal the mother wound. And it's going to have, it's going to be so good. I'm so excited. It's like my baby. So I'm really, when that comes out, it's going to be a really exciting time. So I'm kind of in the process of finding the right situation for it. So yeah. Hopefully within the next year. Yeah.
I can think, I'm not sure if you've already mentioned it to your list, to your community, but I can imagine that a lot of women are waiting.
I do. I get emails asking all the time, you know, when is your book available? I've searched for it on Amazon. I don't see it yet. And so there's a lot of demand for the book already and it's building. So, so I'm really excited about getting to in the hands of as many women as possible. That's really my number one goal with the book is to get it to everywhere. So I'm excited. We'll see what happens. It's in the hands of the divine. We'll see, how that unfolds. I'm really excited.
Yeah, and you also have a very thriving online community. Yeah, a lot of hundreds of women who are participating in there because they enrolled in your online course. How is that for you to contact with all those women in that way?
Yeah, you know, I'm constantly inspired by the women in my face. I have a secret Facebook group for all the women who are in my course and in my coaching. And there's, I think 320 women in there now. But it's such a powerful community. It's so amazing to see women who have gone through the process are helping the women who are new. And it's just like this amazing sisterhood that has formed, a global sisterhood around this movement of healing the mother wound. And they are constantly inspiring me, you know, being really vulnerable and brave and showing up and really committing to this journey. And to see the transformations that happen and how they support each other, it's really such a privilege and an honor for me to be like working with this community and helping them. And so that's been amazing. I'm constantly amazed by them. And then I have a community of people who I write to, you know, with newsletters and update them. I think there's like 6,000 people in my list now. It's so much fun to share information with them and share tools and share parts of my journey. And I feel like a real intimacy with my list, with the people in my community. And I feel a responsibility and so much joy to share with them regularly with my blog and also with newsletters and also on social media as well. So I feel such a... It's amazing to feel the energetic connection with the people that I work with, and people say, oh my God, your blog came out at just the right moment, and I found your work in just the right way, and just hearing about the synchronicities of how, and seeing how this work is so much bigger than me. It's so cool. It's like it has a life of its own, and it's finding the people that need it, and the people that need it are finding it in these cool synchronistic ways, and so it just my heart is always just, it just feels so full, and that helps me really propel myself forward, you know, as a business owner through the, you know, the stuff that comes up and just the day to day. It makes it all so worth it and so exciting. So I kind of feel like I'm surfing a wave, and it's been really fun and hard and beautiful all at the same time.
Yeah, beautiful. For everyone who's watching or listening, you also have a free giveaway. Can you tell something about it and where they can get that free giveaway?
Yeah. So my blog, my website blog, it's the URL for that is wombflight.com. So that's WOMB, like womb, OFLIGHT.com. Wombflight.com. And that's where you can read my blog posts, and I have a free gift there. If you sign up for my newsletter, you get this ebook called Transforming the Inner Mother, How to Become the Mother You've Always Wanted to Yourself. And it's a beautiful ebook that has a lot of, you know, it kind of explains what the mother wound is, but it also gives you a lot of concrete, practical ways that you can do what I call inner mothering. And I really believe that as women, we mother ourselves into mastery. You know, in times and cultures past, we had rituals and context and a framework for how we as women were initiated into our own lives and could feel our own independence and sovereignty over our own bodies and our own lives. We don't have those rituals. We don't have those contexts anymore. So this work of healing the mother wound is really about initiating ourselves and detoxing from some of the messages from our culture and from the family that tell us that we have to be small, but really giving ourselves permission to step into our truth. And in that way, we need to mother ourselves and love ourselves into a new place of power. Yes. And so this book is really about how we can do that both conceptually, but also practically. And I've gotten a lot of great feedback on this book. So if any of you guys are interested in getting it, please get it. It's a free download at that on my website, wombflight.com.
Yeah. And you also, you're working online, and you have an online home study course. But you also have the online coaching program, a one-on-one or with a group. And a lot of transformational professionals are still working by the hour, but you're working differently. You're working with programs. And how is that for you to work with programs? How do you experience that and the people who are in your programs?
This is The way to go. It absolutely is the way to go. The way my business is set up is very simple. There's a real beauty and simplicity to it, where I teach one seven-step process that's in a course. People can buy the course by itself and get like Facebook group, and you know, they can get the course alone, but then they can also get it as part of a coaching package. And so there's no by the hour, because I really believe that, especially with my work that I do, that I want to set my clients up for success. I don't want to give them a bit here, a bit there, a bit there. And I really want to set them up for a powerful transformation that will deliver them into a new area of their life. So that involves a package. So a program involving the course, some sessions with me, as well as the Facebook group, other items as well. So it's a program that really delivers them a transformation. And I think it benefits the client, and it benefits me as the coach, because it really provides them with a whole suite of resources, and it really calls forth a commitment from the client. Whereas that it's not like this, you know, sort of half in, half out, you know, it's not like that. It's like you have to really be called forward, and it calls me forward as a coach as well to offer the highest level of service, the highest level that I can offer them. So I think it's a real powerful way to offer transformation to people is to do it not by the hour, but through this package or program format. I think it's got the simplicity and elegance to it that really serves the work as well. And it helps everyone. It's just a powerful format.
Yes. Yeah. I also a huge fan, as you know, of course, of working this way. And one of my messages or visions is to bring that message in the world, of course.
Yes, totally.
How you give it words and how you express what your vision is on that. For everyone who is listening and or watching, what are the three best tips you can give anyone who wants to build a thriving practice? What would be your three golden nuggets?
Yeah. The first golden nugget I would share is to really spend some time with your why. So why are you doing this? And find that place of passion that really excites you, because that is your fuel for your business.
Yes.
Coming back to that heart-centered mission, that I think is number one, and it has to be number one. It's always been my number one. And that's what keeps your business fulfilling. That's what your clients feel, or the people that are learning about you and your message. The energy of your enthusiasm and excitement and passion about what you do, and how that comes from, it has to come from a very authentic place. So find that place of authenticity, that place of service, that place of wanting to serve, and your excitement around that. And then, so that's number one. And number two is to create content from there. So get into a space where you feel deeply connected to your mission and to your message, and then create content, do writing, do videos, really kind of marinate yourself in that energy and do everything from that space of passion. So that would be like the main message is, number one, find your message. Number two, live in that passionate message as often as possible. And then the third thing I would say, the third nugget would be to surrender, you know, to get the tools you need, get the structures. Like I worked with Sandra and she helped me so much get the structure and the tools that I needed to actually get the message out there. So I guess that's number three, is really get help, get support, get tools, and get the expertise of people who have done it already. Don't try to do it by yourself. So number three, get the support. And I would actually add a fourth one if I can, Sandra.
Yes, of course.
And say that the fourth nugget would be to surrender and trust in your path. Trust that whatever you feel passionate about, there are people out there who need to hear it. There are people out there who need it. And, you know, trust, surrender, and have fun and enjoy the ride. Yeah. That would be number four.
And you could even say on the deep spiritual level, that because that urge is there, that message is there, that's already the answer, because it means that there are people who want to hear it.
Yes, totally.
It's the answer in itself. And that's the beauty of it.
And I feel that all the time. Like if I get bogged down with like, oh my gosh, I have so much to do. You know, I do have moments where I feel like I have a lot to do. But then I always come back to that joy and that passion of what I'm doing, of the message itself and the beauty of that message. And I think I feel so grateful when I think about the fact that the place of offering, when you offer something from a real place, from a place of service and joy, that's fulfillment enough in itself. Even if people don't understand it, maybe some people aren't going to get it, maybe some people won't like it. It doesn't matter because you feel fulfilled in the authentic offering of what feels true for you. And that is deeply nourishing to people.
Yes.
It's deeply nourishing. And whether some people get it or not, it doesn't matter. It's just the offering and the joy of offering something pure that comes from your soul.
Giving expression to life. It's life that's expressing itself.
Exactly. And there's so much joy. You might not have all the answers. You're not going to know everything, but it doesn't matter because it comes from your heart. It comes from your soul.
Yes, thank you for those beautiful words. Yeah. And it's a beautiful message to end this interview with. And please mention again where people can get your free giveaway. Just mention it once again.
Yeah, sure. You can find my free book at www.wombOfLight.com. That's all one word. WOM as in Mary, B as in Bob, OF as in Frank, LIGHT.com. WombOfLight.com.
Yeah,
Thank you, everyone.
let's see if I put a video out there that I can put a maybe I can put a URL beneath it that they can click on it right
Sure.
away, because you really have a beautiful free giveaway. And if women are really interested in the message you are telling, they can already get inspired by that.
Yeah, totally. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me, Sandra, and giving me the opportunity to talk about this stuff. I think it's so important, and I'm so excited about more women stepping into their power, offering their message, and becoming entrepreneurs. It's so exciting.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. You know, I love you a lot, and I'm so excited that you're so not only so successful, but living a true message that you want to, your unique true message to the world, and that it fulfills yourself and over and also inspires a lot and a lot and a lot of women. You bring so much healing and transformation to the world. And as far as I see it, you're still at the beginning. There's still a lot of beautiful things that are going to happen, but that's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm sensing.
Yeah, well, thank you, Sandra. Like working with you has been a huge, you've really helped catapult my work out there through all the skills and the tools and the mindsets that I've gotten through our work together. So I'm eternally grateful for you and our time together. Yeah, I'm really excited about and feel blessed for our time together. And I'm excited for the women who are going to work with you and what's going to happen for them through your support.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So, thank you, Bethany. And thank you, everyone who was watching or listening. Have a very nice day. And Bethany, have a great time in Budapest. And I hope a lot of people are going to get your free giveaway. And
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks,
see you
everyone.
the next time. Bye bye.
Bye, everyone.